During the pandemic, nearly 300 houseless individuals have been sleeping at night at the Reno Event Center, but that makeshift shelter is slated to close at the end of this month. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck talked to Washoe County Assistant Manager Kate Thomas about where women and families will sleep next.
The Reno Event Center, it turned into a shelter in late March, and can you explain how that's been operating lately?
Yeah, so that is under the City of Reno's contract with the Volunteers of America, who is the provider for homeless services in the region through the Community Assistance Center. And so when the need became apparent that we needed to socially distance individuals, that was the location, which is also owned by the city, that they utilized, and they did a great job moving those populations quickly and getting them spaced out. So the operator, which is VOA, Volunteers of America, they moved over there as well to continue to service that population.
When is the Reno Event Center going to close?
They are going to allow people experiencing homelessness to stay in that location through the end of the month, so June. We at Washoe County are beginning to transition the populations over to the Our Place campus. We actually begun moving families and children, and so that helps alleviate some of the strain on the Reno Event Center and give folks a little bit more space.
So families started moving into Our Place. That was recently constructed by the nonprofit homeless advocacy group, Reno Initiative for Shelter and Equality, known as RISE. And can you explain how did the move go?
So RISE is the operator. They are the individuals that were hired to oversee the population and provide services, funded by Washoe County. And so the county entered into a lease with the state of Nevada and began renovation of 7 of the buildings on campus. So instead of building a new location, they were able to take the campus and transform it into, which is in alignment with its original use, to shelter vulnerable populations.
How many people are staying in Our Place now?
Families have begun to move as of Monday, June 8th. And so that is the process of moving approximately, I believe it's 20 plus families over to the shelter location on the Our Place campus. And that will then be followed by the children that will go into childcare, because a lot of these families have children. So those two things had to happen simultaneously. Now there is a big, greatly increased capacity childcare facility on the Our Place campus, which is where those children were relocated. As you know, one of the hurdles for someone experiencing homelessness is if they're working, an appropriate place to put their child during the day. And the Our Place campus will give a more secure location for those kids. We're going to have some security. It's a dedicated building rather than having them sort of mixed in with the other populations.
With the Reno Event Center closing at the end of the month, where are women going to relocate?
So the women are going to be relocating to the overflow facility over on Washington Street. And that location has been previously used for the last about 3 years to help shelter populations, especially during the winter when we were at capacity at the Record Street facility.
Do you need to get the lease approved by the Washoe County Board of Commission? Did that happen?
So that'll go before the board on the 16th of June.
I know we can't tell the future, but can you tell which way they're leaning? Do you think that's going to be a yes?
Yeah, the commissioners are extremely supportive of what we can do to help these populations. It's one of their strategic objectives as a commission, and they've put their money where their mouth is by dedicating over $20 million to supporting the women and the children and the regional homelessness issue through the Our Place campus. So I'm quite sure they'll be supportive of putting these women in a safe location while the downtown event center becomes unavailable. The safety of these folks is really their top priority. It also saves quite a bit of taxpayer dollars since that facility is already there.
Are there any concerns with moving houseless individuals during the COVID-19 pandemic?
No, we've actually been able to work really closely with the health district, and we've been doing some testing of the populations prior to relocation, and we'll continue to do that to make sure that everybody is safe so that we can provide the most secure situation as possible in conjunction with the health district and the CDC guidelines.
That was Kate Thomas, Washoe County Assistant Manager, speaking with KUNR's Lucia Starbuck. About 275 individuals on average are currently staying at the Reno Event Center, and about 200 of them are men. But the city of Reno is still searching for a location to house the guys. To learn more, Lucia also spoke with the city of Reno's acting assistant city manager, Arlo Stockham. Here's their conversation.
What other locations are you looking for the men?
Well, we're looking fairly broadly. You know, ideally, the fewer locations, the better, just in terms of the staffing costs. So breaking them out into multiple different locations is kind of the easiest logistically, but it's the most costly to staff. I can't share specific locations. Discussions are in process. But we're looking at vacant vacant buildings. We're looking at vacant land and potentially doing temporary structures or some combination thereof.
Yeah, so it just seems like as of right now, there isn't a definite plan for the men to go.
There is no solid location that we have nailed down that would allow the social distancing that we need to maintain. So what we do know is we need to find some supplemental square footage in a shelter location. And we need to do it relatively soon so we can get back to having events at the Reno Event Center.
You mean it has to kind of be a place that you can that they can stay for a year, right?
We don't know how long we're going to have social distancing, but as best we can tell, it's probably going to be with us for upwards of a year. So it's not feasible to keep the Reno Event Center closed to events for a year. So we need to find kind of that medium-term solution till we get past the COVID pandemic.
Are you concerned that you don't have a place nailed down yet?
Yes. There's a lot of things in this COVID pandemic that are less than ideal.
Are you nervous about moving and relocating people during the pandemic?
We definitely want to minimize any necessary moves. Absolutely. You know, it's that also is a challenge, you know, as I'm sure you're aware with kind of the homeless population out on the streets and the various camps. You know, there's potential hazards associated with people moving and potentially increasing the spread. But there's also impacts, public safety and other, of doing nothing. So there's kind of competing concerns that we need to balance. We collectively being the community and how to work through this pandemic and the, you know, managing the homeless services is one of those big challenges. So yeah, I can't say any of it is ideal. We would love to have a, you know, a large facility like the Reno Event Center that we could use for a prolonged period of time. And that's what we're working towards. But we haven't quite gotten to that goal yet.
That was Arlo Stockham, the acting assistant city manager of Reno, speaking with KUNR's Lucia Starbuck. Starbuck is a core member with Report for America, an initiative of the Ground Truth Project.